Hi, welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the weekly podcast where my guests and I explore what it means and takes to be a kick-ass and kind adult these days. Expect deep, real and raw, as no topic is out of bounds. We want lives and businesses that are profitable, sustainable and fun. We want lives that feel as good on the inside as they perhaps look on the outside. And that means adulting the fuck up. I'm Ebony Allard. I'm an award-winning coach, author and speaker. And if you're ready to implement, go to m2m365.club. For now, though, let's get on with the show. Hey, loves. Welcome to this week's episode. Today, we are talking all things value-filtered living. So you may have heard me say that I am the creator of the value filter system and the founder of the Misfit to Maven Way. You might be thinking, that sounds great, but what the fuck is it? So today, I thought I'd do a deep dive on the value filter system and what value-filtered living actually is and what I mean when I'm talking about it, why we've created the value-filtered living community on Instagram, which if you haven't checked out yet, then check out, come join us, and I will explain more now. Okay, so when I was in coaching school way back in 2014, they taught us an NLP based value elicitation process. Now, for those of you that don't know, values are essentially the measures that you're using to determine whether or not your life is turning out as you want it to, right? So they're the measures of success. They're the things that we find valuable, but they're quite conceptual. They're the concepts that we find valuable. And so if you think about it like this, one of the things that actually, this is a Tony Robbins thing. Tony Robbins says that the values are your tabletop and your beliefs are the legs that hold up the values. So values and beliefs are really intertwined. And so values are the kind of concept, if you like, and then beliefs are what you have chosen to make true, what needs to prove true in order for that value to be met. So I'll give you an example. Freedom is a value, it's a concept, and beliefs that we might have about freedom are the things that hold it up, are the things that allow it to be true. So this is where it gets really interesting, because let's say I meet a partner and we both value freedom, and we know that actually one of our top three values is freedom. We think, great, we're going to get on really well. But what if one of us values freedom and believes that freedom is owning your house outright, and never owing the bank anything, and having this bricks and mortar building that is yours and that nobody can ever take away from you? But the other one believes that freedom is never owning property, never being tied to one place, and being able to travel the world and go wherever they want without ever being tied to an asset in that way. And that's where we start to see incongruence in beliefs, where two different beliefs may not line up, or they may not support one another in existing. And so that's really important. So the first piece is that values are measures that we are using consciously or unconsciously to determine how our life is turning out. And they're based on things that we think are more or less valuable. And so that comes from an experience usually. And it, like I said, it's a conceptual thing. And then they our values are held up by beliefs. And so my job as a coach, and one of the things that we learn in coach training, is essentially to help you firstly become aware of the beliefs that you have, because beliefs, we treat them like they're facts, and they're not always. We receive beliefs from our parents, from society, from the way that we're brought up, from influences all over the place, tell us what to believe, tell us what is true. And often it's a belief, not a truth, because ultimately truth is subjective most of the time anyway. And then there are two types of belief. There's a belief that's empowering, and there's a belief that is limiting. And so, again, my job as a coach is to help you understand, one, what your beliefs are, become more aware of them, and two, whether that belief that you have is limiting you and holding you back, or whether it's actually allowing you to expand and allowing you to move forward and grow. So that is the first piece. So we were taught a value elicitation process where essentially you ask some questions and you elicit what somebody values from that situation. And the way that it's traditionally taught, you end up with about 10 to 15 values. And when I first started then coaching, I would do this process with people and we would get that many values and we would work from there. And as I started doing it more and more, and I wanted something that people would remember forever and could use to make decisions, because so many people at that point were coming to me with a lack of clarity and feeling really overwhelmed and being like, is this a yes for me? Is it a no? How do I know what my opinion is? How do I know what my, whether I say yes to this opportunity or not? How do I, like, I'm feeling really overwhelmed and I'm saying yes to everything because I'm kind of a bit of a people pleaser and I want to make everyone happy and I'm not sure. You get the gist. So I started to develop what is now known as the value filter. And the way that I did that is by asking people to tell me about experiences where they first felt happy, where they then were happy or content, because actually happy is a really weird, contentious word. When you ask people, tell me about a time you felt happy, they look for the time they felt happiest. Or that they felt happy for a sustained and long period. And so I want you to know that when we do this process, what we're looking for is a moment of happiness. And actually my job when I'm doing this work with people is to go underneath, dive in deeper to those experiences and then those memories and essentially reverse engineer what is it about that experience that made it valuable, that made it important and has allowed you to remember it. And again, that's why we're asking these questions. So I want you to roll a dex through your life, think about the times that you have felt happy and content. And because we want to create more happiness and contentment, right? So I'm looking for, when did you feel happy, content, proud, and satisfied and fulfilled? And so we'll dive into that a little bit more. So first of all, I ask, tell me about a moment that you felt happy or content. And again, I'm looking for a moment. I sometimes ask, tell me about the first time that you felt happy or content. And the first time somebody asked me that question, I was taken to a memory of being in New Zealand as a child with my brother. All I can remember is the vastest, bluest, widest sky with the sun in it that you can possibly imagine, this bright, beautiful New Zealand day. I must have been about 3 and a half, my brother must have been about 6 months, and I had a doll pram and I was pushing my brother around and I was wearing a skirt and a hoodie and some Wellington boots, and I felt like the world was my oyster. I mean, I had no idea what that expression even existed at that time, but a lot of the key ingredients were there. So if I unpick that, I felt free, there was so much space, which gave me a sense of freedom, a sense of empowerment, a sense of joy. It was just me and my brother, which meant that we were really connected. I enjoyed his company, he enjoyed mine. I felt responsible for him. I kind of liked being in charge, but also had no one else like checking up on me. There were all of these things, right? So we really dive into, and it was wild, and I felt completely wild and free and untamed and uninhibited. And I was just it was my feral self, right? Exploring, going on an adventure. And so all of these words start to come through. So when we do the value filter process, what I'm doing is I'm looking for those words, right? Like wild and uninhibited and feral and like all of those words, I'm looking for them. And so the next question I ask is, tell me about a time when you felt proud. And pride is really interesting because it links to our human need for significance. And so it can be really triggering for people and they can be like, oh, but I was really proud this time I was validated. And I'm like, that's a human need, right? Your need for validation, your need for to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, to feel significant. Those are human needs rather than being values. So what I'm then looking for is, what did being valued give you a sense of? What did being validated, once you've already got that, once you will come from a place of abundance rather than lack, and you know that that's fulfilled for you, and that might not have been your human experience, but what we then want to get underneath is, from that place, what sense did you have? Or what was important about the person? What did you value in the person giving you that compliment or validating you? Because most likely that is where the value word is. And it could be that they listened, that they had time for me, or that I had a sense of expansiveness. I had a sense of achievement, and there was a courage in that, and there was creativity in that, and there was power in that. That's what we're looking for. And then we kind of go into satisfied and fulfilled. Tell me about so interesting to me that these are the times when people are like, I don't think I've ever been satisfied or fulfilled. I'm like, really, never? After food, after sex, after creativity, after completing a project, after look, you know, walking up a giant hill and getting to the top and looking down and being like, look at that. I mean, for me, I get that sense of satisfaction and fulfillment when I've climbed a hill and I'm watching sunset and I've got a cup of tea and a flask and I'm with my friends. So you will get, again, you're pulling apart the key ingredients of what it is that makes you feel happy, proud, satisfied and content and fulfilled. And so when we do the value fill process, I kind of guide you on a journey and I take you into that to dig a little deeper and to dig underneath. And then what you'll have is a list of words, something like 10 to 15 words. And then we prioritize them. So we'll go, well, if you could only have X or Y, which one would it be? You could only have freedom or autonomy, what would you have? And I kind of get people to group them together. So one's like freedom and autonomy are the kind, same kind of sensation in your body. And this is a conceptual process. And we are talking about sensations and experiences. And it is quite a somatic thing. I want you to not use your head as much as possible and allow yourself to use your whole body. Use your heart, use your gut, use your divine innate intelligence and body wisdom to answer these questions. And that's why I trust whatever comes up, right? Without really needing to think about it, these words will come through to you. And that's when we end up with a list. And eventually there'll be kind of different groups of words and you'll get it down to three different words. And the word at the top of your value filter is the thing that you are seeking that you also are. It's the thing that you're kind of obsessed with. And for a lot of us, that is freedom and belonging. It might be love, it might be connection. And it's the ability to be yourself and to be self-expressed and connect with the power greater than you, which is either the divine intelligence, it's oneness, it's connection, it's God, it's I am-ness. So the word I am is a divine, the words I am are divine and sacred words. And essentially that is what goes at the top of your value filter, is the I am-ness of it all. And then what I've discovered over years and years and years and over 600 value filters was that there was this incredible pattern that came out time and time and time again. So get these two other words, and actually what they was an expression of your feminine energy and an expression of your masculine energy. And so one of the words is your yin, it's your moon, it's your feminine, it's your receiving, your diffuse energy. And the other word is that you come across or that you end up with is your masculine, it's your yang, it is your penetrative and your singular focus energy. And then when I did my MBIT certification, so my multiple brain integration techniques qualification, and really started to bring spirituality and neuroscience together in a way unlike anything else that I'd ever seen, my mind was blown. And at the same time, I was like, I am home. This is it. This is an amazing thing. Something else incredible happened. I realized that our head brain, which is all about creativity, making meaning, perceiving, is linked to the top of your value filter. And your yin, which is all about compassion and feeling, finding value with and connecting with, is your heart brain and is all about compassion. And that goes on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side, you've got courage, you've got your masculine, which is your gut brain talking, and it is, yeah, that deep courage that's identifying with, hungering for, being moved by, mobilizing, making decisions on structural. That's your masculine, right? And so all of the work that I've been doing for years and years and years, I've invested hundreds of thousands of pounds and hours and hours and hours of my life into this process and into this work. And what you've ended up with is this incredibly simple concept that you can put in your back pocket, which is why it's changed so many people's lives, which is why the Value Filter Masterclass, where I go through this in depth and you can watch me and I give an examples and I've got someone live doing it. And we also update it from time to time and put more in there and you can see everyone's examples. That's why the Value Filter Masterclass is so awesome, because I really take you through that process. Now, I do one-on-one sessions with people still as part of my VIP day, so you can come spend a whole day with me. I help you elicit your unique value filter, and then I teach you how to use it. And when I'm teaching you how to use it, you'll end up with the ability to have a really clear yes and a really clear no, because you can't say yes to life in its entirety, in its fullness of bliss, until you've got a really firm, clear, strong, and powerful no. And so I'm going to teach you how to find your yes and how to find your no using your value filter in a way that feels so effortless, so easy, and so true that you'll never again feel guilty for saying yes or wrong for saying no or whatever it is, right? So once we've discovered your value filter, what I get you to do is I get you to draw it. You can use it as a kinesthetic tool. You can know whether something is right for you or wrong for you. And then we can also work out, you know, so is it a yes, is it a no? You do that by asking, will doing this put me in my value filter? And then you also ask, will having done this put me in my value filter? And that helps us eliminate where actually it's a yes, but there's fear in the way, because people often say to me, well, is it my intuition? Is it my fear? How do I know if my ego is speaking to me? The value filter helps you with all of that stuff. And it's just so cool to be able to do that. And then, so sometimes when you do know that something is a yes and you want to do it, but you're scared or there's resistance, then you can use your value filter to work out, well, what would it need to be more of in order for it to be yes for me? Or what would it need to be less of in order for it to be easy? Where is the resistance? And we can find that by using your value filter. So that's one of the things that we do in M2M365 is people bring their value filters to me. I help you find them. And then we kind of go through it and we help each other use our value filter to move over, around, or through the resistance that's stopping you from being it. Because your only purpose in life is to be in your value filter. What you do for a living, how you show up in the world, who you're in a relationship with, how you express that is only ever an expression of your purpose. So it's only ever an expression of your value filter. And essentially your values do not change. What changes is the wording around them or the perspective that you have on them. But when they become an energetic field form, then they aren't word-based, which means that they can evolve and move because they're energy, because so they're fluid. But what might happen in that is that the words around them change. So for example, my feminine, when I first started out, was adventure. It then moved to wild, and it's now surrendered flow. And that's because before I was using a word that was the outcome of that experience, and my only access into my feminine at that point was adventure, and then it became wild. And as I've discovered my wild, actually what I realize that I'm looking for is surrendered flow all of the time. And the more that I am in surrendered flow, the more wild that I can be. So I know I'm talking fast. I want to get a lot in. I also, if this intrigues you, if it excites you as much as it does me, I want you to come and either do a value filter session with me, come and do one with one of my certified coaches. There are currently 4 M2M value filter coaches in the world. I look to be certifying some more at another point. And they will help you not only you find your value filter, but then also use the Misfit to Maven way, which I'll perhaps go into on another episode in a bit more detail. But they support me in M2M 365, which is 365 days of being in our club and living a life of, you know, having 1 year no fear, like really embracing no more fear of success, no more fear of being my full, beautiful, empowered, sexy, incredible self, no matter whether I am a man or a woman or anything in between. Like, you are a human miracle, and I adore you, and I want you to adore yourself with that much love, that much cherishing, that much courage, that much creativity, that much compassion. And so that is essentially what the value filter is. And then what we do once we get to that point is I get you to create a list of things that are free or that are easy that put you into your value filter really quickly. And so when you start your day, when it's like, well, what do I do for my morning routine? You find something that puts you in your value filter. It's really, really easy. How do I get to be more in my value filter in this moment? And that becomes or it facilitates the orientation shift from how do I solve this problem to how do I become the creator and what do I want to create here, which is a lot of what I end up talking about with people. So that is all I wanted to talk to you about really today, is like, what is the value filter? How do we use it? Like, how do we end up in that place? And so value-filtered living is essentially holding your values up over your experience and choosing to say yes or choosing to say no based on whether or not this experience, that person, this situation, this language, this outcome is going to put you in your value filter or out of your value filter. And it's really, really simple because you no longer have to worry about boundaries or language around it or all the rest of it, because you can stay in a place where you are being someone who makes you happy, proud, satisfied, fulfilled in any given moment. So of course you would say yes, or of course you would say no, or of course you would have that uncomfortable conversation with somebody, because otherwise you would not be in integrity. And integrity is to be whole, and that's what I know that all of you want. So I really hope that this makes sense. I've got no idea how long I just talked about the value filter for, but it's one of my absolute favorite things in the world. And it is the foundational teaching, which I then use in conjunction with the eight pillars of practice, which are the M2M way. And the Misfit to Maven way are pillars of practice. They allow us to explore our cycles as humans, and I will dive into them more deeply. And for those of you who are asking, so in Misfit to Maven, from A to R, my first book, I dive into the value filter and I teach this process, so you can get it more in depth in there as well. And it has evolved and it has changed, because I finished that book quite a while ago and I've worked with so many more people since then. And so my second book is due to come out later this year. I am working on it. You can harass me on Instagram about it and be like, where's the second book? And the more people do that, the more likely I am to finish it. But the second book is coming, and it is really about value filtered living. So making those choices. What are the things that we say? What do we do? How do we get to show up? And so the Instagram group that we have created, which is value filtered living, so we will make sure that the application to join that group, which is free, but we are, you know, really monitoring who comes into that space so that it is a value filtered experience for everybody. In there, what we do every day is show up in a value filtered way, and we support each other in doing that. And that is, so there'll be routines and things to follow and inquiries that to go down, and like, just little routes in to value filtered living. And sometimes it will be me sharing, sometimes it'll be my team sharing, sometimes the M2M coaches, and sometimes you guys, like the community, will get to show up and share how you're using your value filter. And one of the things that I have really loved over the last 6 months or so, since I've been actively doing it, is seeking out people's value filters and getting people to send me pictures. So I've got incredible things where people have done collages. I think there's a woman who has a tattoo of her value filter. I've drawn mine up on tiles. Other people have painted theirs. So we've got all sorts of beautiful value filters represented in different ways. And as people send them to me, I'm creating a gallery inside the value filter masterclass as well. So once you sign up to that, which is £47, by the way, once you sign up to that, you get lifetime access. So every time I do an update, you will get something. You can log back in there. We're getting better at emailing people when I update it. I'm definitely going to do an update soon, because I want to add in some more audio about how to use it in the daily. I want to give some experiences and stories and examples of people using their value filters to make big decisions and how that's turned out for them. And I also will do a little update when the book comes out, and there'll be more richness in there for you as well. So really, I hope that this has been helpful. This is what value filtered living is. This is what the value filtered system is. And it is a way of using your values and taking them from being something which essentially is energetic based and quite conceptual into being something very, very practical. So people often ask me, well, how do I create my vision? How do I know what my outcome is? You know, I find it really difficult to do that. I'm like, great, well, let's use your value filter, right? Like, what would be a 10 out of 10 for that value? What experience would allow you to be right in the center of that value filter? And how much are you experiencing that right now? And you might be like, well, I'm experiencing that like 8 out of 10 right now. I'm like, great, okay, so you're experiencing that feeling that you're seeking as an 8 out of 10 like right now. What would make it a 9? And then so often it just comes through and they're like, oh, this. I'm like, great. And that is how we will incrementally build your vision or the outcome that you desire for a value-filtered life. So, as usual, send me your questions. I'm on Instagram. DM me. Come find me. I want to chat with you. You're amazing. Have a fantastic week. And I will see you next week. This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing, for rating and reviewing. If you have enjoyed this free content, please take a moment to rate us, to share an episode, to spread the word on social media, or to come find me on Instagram and tell me what you thought. On Instagram, I am at Ebony Allard, and I will see you in the DMs. Bye.